praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, everybody praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're good, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Ye como no stala. Break it down and do stella banter to fepeti kichika. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Soto to boko shipe te balabanda robo shake bala handa robo sibe de mahala. Oh, ye ke menu stala banda de robo shota la mahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pala boro do 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 sibe de mahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, hallelujah. I want to get you here. Why don't you just open your Bibles to 1 Timothy? How many of y'all are excited about the Lord and excited about faith? There's something I want to let y'all know. How many of you want to hold on faithful to the end?
Amen.
Hold on faithful. And, you know, we just don't want to see you get to heaven. We want to see you go to heaven with reward.
Amen.
We want to see you get to heaven with great reward. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to see you get to heaven with great reward. So you got to be obedient to the word to do that. Amen. If you hold on and you become obedient, something will happen to you, something good. And it says this in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy my son in the faith, mercy, grace, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's say that again. Say no,
no
other doctrine. Now we have to be really strong, and the reason why I'm hitting this is because we have to stay strong in the faith. Because I believe, you know, with one of our generals going on to be with the Lord, amen, you know, you don't have that guard.
Amen.
And that accountability that that needs to be there in order to hold on to the truth that God revealed to us, right? And when we get into church, and I think it's very necessary to teach this, is because today's church, they just do whatever they feel like doing. Amen? You go, when we come into church, it should be one doctrine. So say, one Lord, one church, one faith, and one doctrine. And the devil is out there to seek to divide. And you're not going to be able to hold on. Come on. I thought about some things. I thought about church this morning. I was looking at, Lord, what's going on here? I know you're going to do some great and wonderful things. And the Holy Ghost reminded me. He said, you know what? I told you to tell the people the only ones that hold on are those that hold on with their ears. Listeners, you know, people that don't listen will never be able to hold on. And people think that people hold on to the nation's church because of relationship with the pastor or relationships with other people in here. That doesn't cut it. I've had lots of friends. Amen. You are only able to hold on to truth or to hold on to revelation, hold on to the ministry. Amen. Because the devil is slick.
Amen.
The devil is easy. The devil is a worker. Come on. He will use whatever he can use. Amen. To shake you from your place. Amen. To shake you from the word. To shake you from the seed. Come on. But if you listen with your ears, if you hold on for your ears, I promise you that no matter what comes, come on.
Amen.
See, there are a lot of people that get in here and they try to listen with their head. You can't perceive it with your head.
Amen.
You got to listen with the ear of your spirit. And if you shut down the ears to your spirit, amen, it's not going to cut it. Now, I can say it this morning and you sort of say, well, what happened to this one? They weren't holding on with their ears. There's nothing you can do. They might have been holding on with spades. I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Spades, or I've been here longer than everybody else. That's not enough to hold on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You know, I paid for that chair that I sent. You're not going to hold on with that.
No.
Come on. If you're not holding every single last one that does not hold on with their ears, come on, they're not going to make it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. It's just
hallelujah.
Not going to happen. And you got to hold on with spiritual ears. How many have been shaken in your faith? Come on. The
Amen.
Devil shakes you. Come on, y'all been through some storms. Amen. Been through some stuff that a lot of people would have given on. But what happened? Why is that one? Why do they just keep coming back? You know why? Because the word, amen, will not
amen.
Let you go.
Amen.
And you got to teach people that. Come on. So how many want to see the kingdom of God? Now, we're taking our time and we're totally here by faith. We are totally here by faith, totally sowing the word by faith. We have not given up our hope nor our confidence
Amen.
That God wants to do a great thing. I tell you what, as the storms come, as things happen, we just grow stronger in the
Amen.
Faith. I mean, we just go more confident in the faith and more strong. We just get more streamlined. Amen.
Amen.
And more patient to wait for God to do his thing. And we learn to build things that will last.
Amen.
Now, it's not impossible. Could you imagine what would happen if we could fill this place with listeners?
Oh, hallelujah.
Because you know what? People can't learn. I mean, people they'll come in here for 2 years, for 3 years, for 6 years, and as soon as the issue comes up, you know the devil will bring issues to you.
Amen.
I mean, you might be in the storm. See, the devil might be working one deal, working with everybody on sickness. You know, and you're fine on sickness, so that's not going to hit you. But the area of your weakness, amen, when that season comes around, if you don't have the word during that season, guess what's going to happen? It's going to knock you out.
Amen.
And so it says, now I'm not going to listen to what this man's saying because it doesn't have anything to do. It's coming. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he might be talking about relationships. I don't have a relationship. I tell you what, you listen to every word, amen, write it down,
amen.
And hold on, because I tell you what, that thing that's going to try your faith is coming, and it's hard to develop faith, amen, on an issue that you're currently in. It is hard to develop faith on an issue that you're currently in. I don't even think you'll come out of it right away. Amen. You'll get the message. It's hard to come out of an issue or to win an issue, amen, that you're currently in it when you're trying to hear it. Don't listen like that. You got to hold on to words and put it on the burner, amen, and meditate on it and have it so when that situation arises, you already got the faith for it. You've already got the word for it. When depression comes, amen, don't start to listen to of course, when you're in trouble, you want to hear depression scriptures, amen. But the best time, amen, to take your depression medicine is preventive.
Yes.
The word of God is preventive. And when a lot of people see themselves on top and they're feeling good for a day or two, and they don't take their preventive medicine,
yes.
And when the rough day comes, when the storm comes, when the temptation comes, come on, they have nothing on the inside of them to have them to anchor. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can just see people real quick. You can just tell real quick if they're not listening. I can tell, you know, I can tell who's going to be around. Not by who I like. I can tell by their notebook. I can tell by their notebook and their attentiveness and their attention to the Word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You have got to hold on to the Word. Somebody say hallelujah. And you got to learn the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm glad you're teaching. See, this church thing is real. See, there are a lot of people just going to places and sitting in places. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. I'm going to tell you that straight. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Yeah, I am saying it. And I really mean it. Amen. Not hearing nothing. Not hearing nothing going to change anything. They just think they're getting brownie points with God. Amen. You don't get attendance points. You know, you just can't just show up. So to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to get busy with it. If you go to some place and it's not challenging, I mean, just not knowledge, but you know what? It should be increasing your faith.
Hallelujah.
And how do you know if the Word of God is increasing your faith? Is it making you do something? Is it messing with your life? Amen. Now, if you can go to church for 6-7 weeks or for a whole season and something doesn't confront you or hit you in your face or make you want to do something, amen, or make, come on,
amen.
That's faith.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God should cause, when it's truly the gospel of Jesus Christ, it should cause you to want to repent. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
In the seasons to come, God's got a bunch of word that's going to tear us all up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And in every season we go through, we just don't sit through it. Amen.
Amen.
We hear it, and we allow that word to work us. Because we don't want to be the same thing we are. We don't have it all together. We do not want to be the same people that we are today next year.
Amen.
Good Lord, we'll still have what we got. Nothing. We don't want to be the same people that we are next year. We don't know it all. We have to take every revelation and grow with God. Grow in spirituality, grow in mentality. Somebody say hallelujah. Your friends think you've changed. They ain't seen nothing yet. Amen.
Amen.
God's got a whole lot more booty to kick. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God's got a whole lot more booty to kick, and he's going to get it out. Amen. He's working on you.
Praise
he's
Jesus.
Working on you. He's challenging you and motivating you. He's not. You don't got it all. People think they just go to heaven because they got it all together, and they're just waiting for Jesus to show up. No. No. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get in here to get encouraged, exhorted. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And rebuked. Somebody say, and challenged.
Amen.
Now, Timothy, my son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I beseech thee, abide still in Ephesus and in Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach, some say teach, no other doctrine. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And people don't realize that. No other doctrine going to fly in this place.
No.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, I want you to go over there. I want you to stay right there. And I want you to go back there and make sure that the word is solid. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't come in here, everybody, you know, come on. We teach that you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit for everybody. Then some little lunatic is going to say, oh, no, it's not for everybody. Teach. Some say teach.
Teach.
No.
No.
Other doctrine.
Other doctrine.
Because it makes people unstable.
That's right.
You don't pick and choose words.
Amen.
You just don't pick and choose what you're going to take and what you're going to leave. And you wonder why you're not going anywhere. Amen. And everybody's listening to you ain't going nowhere. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they're not going to make you stable. I know pastor doesn't agree with this. Well, I'm not saying I gotta agree with everything you're into, amen, but you're not supposed to teach it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Praise
you, stay in the rut. Don't drag anybody else down with you. We don't need no little side studies, amen, screwing people's lives up, amen. You just as blind, you can't get it, amen. Don't want anybody else to get it. Somebody say teach.
No
other doctrine. From the top, somebody say, from the top to the bottom, if that's what the Word of God says, that's what we say. Amen?
Amen.
I better not hear you go tell somebody something else. We tell them they can be healed. And you talk about, well, you know, sometimes God does a different way. I put my foot. Somebody say, glory. No other doctrine.
No other doctrine.
In any ministry or in any other area. Not in your witnessing. Not in your tracts. Not in anything you're doing. No other doctrine. Not in children's church. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory
not in
God.
The women's ministry. Not in the coffee
Amen.
Bar. Not on the telephone.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
God don't build like that. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It won't stand. We've had that time and time again. Somebody say, glory. It won't stand. We've had all kind of crazy doctrines come
Amen.
In here. It might hold on for about 6, 7, 9 months. Then it's gone. Had that doctrine, the Looney Tunes thought they could just lay on the floor and make noise and everything would be all right. That was a doctrine. It was a silly doctrine, but it didn't stand. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And everybody else that listened to it fell into a ditch.
Amen.
How many, somebody say glory to God. God's cleaning out because he's ready to use some of you. He's ready to use you. You don't have to rethink it. Glory to God. You just take the same message and pass it on.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know God causes increase? You know how increase comes to the church? Do you know how increase comes? Sheep have sheep. Somebody say glory to God. Sheep make sheep. Somebody say glory to God. But that is true. But increase comes from watering the seed.
Yes.
He said one planted. Somebody say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Paul planted. Somebody say glory to God. And Apollos watered. Somebody say watered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Apollos didn't go plant no new seeds, any additions.
No.
He just watered what was planted. Somebody say hallelujah. That means he supported the word that was there. He did everything in his ability. Somebody say hallelujah. To water the seed, and he stayed with the seed. And people wonder why increase doesn't come, because that's a whole new garden. Amen. That's not what God wants to do.
Amen.
When you get friends, you get family in here, you get all these other people in there, you don't need a new seed. Glory to God. Let them come and hear the seed of the word of God, and you just sit back and water it.
Amen.
Buy them a book in reference to it. Amen. Encourage them in it. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about the message. Don't you know that certain people, you can get them to work? When I got into this thing, I got into this woman. She wasn't a preacher. She was just an usher. She was just an usher, but she did a good job ushering. And you know what? We drove to church together. We had a half hour at church, half hour back. And on Saturday, all we did was listen to gospel music and talk about what happened at church. All the good things. We didn't talk about all the devil was doing. Amen. We talked about, did you hear that message? What'd you get from that? Somebody say hallelujah. She just watered the seed. And she watered the seed. And when she watered that seed on the inside of my heart, she didn't create a new, she didn't have to think it all up. All she had to do is, I'm just going to work on what's there.
Amen.
I'm just work with what's there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just going to work with what's there. See, people don't realize that's how increase comes. See, you get out of church, first thing you do, where are we going to go eat? Where are we going to go eat? Well, I know this one's going to go with that one. This, come on, lost your joy by the time you get out the door. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You done lost everything. Instead of getting to the point, say, I got to find me somebody. I got to get somebody in the car with me. I got to get somebody to help me water this seed.
Amen.
If you don't water seeds, they will die. See, but there are a lot of people. You see the enemy. Say the enemy.
Amen.
See, you see, God goes out there and he sows a good seed. And remember, the enemy came and sowed all kind of other stuff. He sowed tares out there. Somebody say tear. Doesn't that sound funny? Tearing everything up. What's sowing tares? Amen. Did you hear what pastor said? Amen. Let me tear what he said up. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know whether I agree with this. I don't know whether I agree with that. Let's tear it up. Somebody say tear it up.
Tear it up.
Somebody say glory to God. We ain't going to get nothing like that. Kingdom God's not going to grow with you tearing stuff up. Somebody say sowing tares. Amen. You better stop tearing stuff up. Somebody say hallelujah. Say water it.
Water.
Don't tear it up. Oh, I'm teaching good. I'm teaching real good. Somebody say hallelujah. What happened over there tearing stuff up? Somebody say hallelujah. What you doing? Ask. Look at somebody in the face. Say, what you doing? Are you watering? Ask them. Come on. Ask them and say, don't you lie to me in church. Look at somebody in the face. Say, are you watering?
Are you watering?
Or are you tearing it up? And see, people don't realize they done tore up people's lives and they don't even understand it. Amen. There, don't you know you go to church 3 and 4 times a week and you got more than enough word to deal with?
Amen.
And then little second side meetings over here, you know, we're going to teach you how to do this, tearing stuff up. When they just need to be focusing on what was said on Sunday morning, that's more than enough to deal with. I mean, one Sunday morning service with us, amen, it's enough for you to study and chew on for about 6 weeks.
Amen.
And by the time you got out of church, you forgot it because somebody went tearing stuff up.
Amen.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody said, tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
And everybody stuck with them is tore up too. Amen, because they on some other kick.
Preaching.
I'm teaching it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's where the blessing of God is.
Amen.
You'll run off all kind of devils. If you just said that, if everybody talked about the same thing, say, oh, they all just like that. At the coffee bar, you get with Brother Dean. Amen. What's Brother Dean talking about? Somebody say, he's watering seed. He's watering seed. What a great conversation. I mean, you leave church, it's like a good conversation piece.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When's the last time you watered a seed? See, some of you can't water seeds because you don't have a bucket to carry the water in. You don't have a bucket to carry the water in. You get the water from the Holy Spirit and all that other stuff. You don't have a notebook. You don't carry a pen. Amen. You don't get a tape. See, those things are buckets that you hold on. See, when the Word of God's being taught, if it's truly the Word of God, you'll be getting other revelation as the Word of God's being taught.
Amen.
You'll be getting other insights and different things. See, that's water. That's the Holy Spirit watering the seed. See, you ever had the Word of God being taught and all of a sudden you get another message on the inside, amen, and God's giving you more stuff? You don't just blurt it out right there. You write it down. Somebody say, put it in the bucket.
Put it in the bucket.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Put it in the bucket. When you find the Word of God drying up and the tree getting all brown and you're getting all upset, somebody say, go get your bucket.
Amen.
Bless yourself. Pull out the bucket, somebody say, and start watering.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're telling everybody else, I mean, this place is going to be full of people that are hungry for the Word of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
This place will be full of people that are hungering and satisfied, somebody say, glory to God, for more of the Word of God. You're going to need some stuff. We're going to pull in the best, glory to God, and give you the best. Get a laptop. Get your faith. Get the Word of God on the inside of you and work it, because power is going to start to manifest.
Amen.
You're not going to be tossed to and fro in all this other mess. Glory to God. You're going to be stable.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to Jesus. I'm getting excited about it. I got my laptop and all this other stuff. Glory to God. Ask Brother Jess. We took a whole day. And we took the whole New Testament, copied the whole New Testament, put it on the laptop, put audio to it. Amen. Put the whole New Testament on in a Word document.
Wow.
So we can, when we want the Word, on the day 14, I can open up my laptop and just hit it with my little laptop pen and go, bam, and it starts talking to me. And I can write it right on in. Somebody say hallelujah. But you got to honor the Word of God. Nothing will happen with you and for you if you don't honor the Word of God. That's where the power of God is.
Amen. Amen.
You're not supposed to be weak just claiming stuff, glory to God, and acting like you're showing up at church. You need some power.
Amen.
You need some revelation. You need some faith. If the Word of God is not first place in your life, somebody say glory to God, you got a back seat in what's going to come. My full-time job is the Word of God. After that, I'm a pastor. Someone say hallelujah. After that, I make money. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Teach. Somebody say glory to God. I'm trying to help you. Teach no other doctrine. Say charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Somebody say hallelujah. Stop tearing stuff up. Somebody say, you don't know what you talk about anyhow. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Some of you just leading. I'm not talking about people in here. Amen. But you got to be really careful. There's more than enough Word of God, more than enough stuff out there. Amen. For you to stay focused. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
On something that's going to bring profit to people. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And y'all ought to learn, you leaders ought to learn this thing. So let me go help this sister over here and this brother over there. What are they doing? Oh, they go over there tearing stuff up. We'll all know what it means. Somebody say hallelujah. You see people come to church. You ever seen young people come to church supposed to be motivated, supposed to be full of joy, and they just sitting up there confused? Mm-hmm. What happened? Somebody got a hold of them and tore them up. Mm-hmm. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody, any of you ever been a victim of somebody tearing you up? Somebody say hallelujah. Ever been a victim of somebody tearing you up? Oh, Belle, you've had them, didn't you? Somebody say hallelujah. Tearing up the good things of God. Now, neither give heed to fables. Somebody say fable.
Fable.
Endless genealogies.
Endless genealogies.
Which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I'm going to get through this. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say the end of the commandment. The end of love. Somebody say
the bottom line to love
is charity
out of a pure heart.
Jesse, give us the definition of charity, please. Hallelujah. Stop right there. Somebody say affection and benevolence. Somebody say glory to God. Affection and benevolence. Somebody say glory to God. I tell you what, the end of love is affection. Somebody say hallelujah. And benevolence. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. If you selfish, stingy, and all this other stuff, you are lawless. Somebody say hallelujah. The end. Somebody say the bottom line to the law of love. You're going to keep, you say, Lord, teach me to love. Okay. He'll start out with some of the other stuff, just being nice. Somebody say hallelujah. But the end to the law of love is giving and benevolence. The end of the law of love with Jesus, amen, he came and he, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Period. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will be lawless. I mean, you will be lawful people.
Amen.
I'm going to be lawful. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we want to reign and we want to rule in this life. Somebody say glory to God. I thank God we got a room about this size, because I got to have greater faith to see that. I've got to have greater faith to see people that hold on to the word of God, hold on to the things of faith, say the same thing. Somebody say hallelujah. And also are benevolent, have a benevolent nature, amen, and a pure heart. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say benevolent. Charity out of a pure, some say charity, out of a pure heart. See, there are a lot of people that give, but their heart's not pure in their giving. Somebody say hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people, they think they're giving, they're not giving, they're buying. Holy Spirit revealed that to me. There are a lot of people, they're not giving, they're actually buying. If it has a string attached that you can pull it back, that's not some. If it's got a string attached to it, or something attached to it, that's not a gift. That's a bait. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm glad Rita enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that? Amen. Somebody say glory to God. You got to throw your stuff out. You got to put your worm in the water. Amen. With no string. Somebody say hallelujah. Feed the fish. Somebody say glory to God. What do I mean? Benevolence out of a pure heart. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. You're just doing it because you believe more so in the act of giving, amen, than what you give. You believe in the power behind it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
More so than the act itself. Somebody say glory to God. More so than the thing that you're sowing. Amen. Now, avoid these things, charity out of a good heart, and faith unfeigned. Jesse, let's get the definition there for unfeigned, please. So say faith unfeigned. So charity out of a pure heart and faith. There are a lot of people that fail right there. Somebody say hallelujah. Lawless. Somebody say hallelujah. Law, totally lawless. Amen. Hearts never pure. Amen.
I'm put it out there, but something better happen. Glory to God. Someone say heart all screwed up. What? Sincere without hypocrisy. Wow. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We're learning good today, aren't we? For which some having swerved, somebody say swerved, and turned aside into vain ganglings. Somebody say glory to God. Say turn. People try to get around crap. You ever seen people driving down the road, amen, something crosses the street, amen, they're going to swerve, amen. Somebody say swerve.
Swerve.
See, you can't avoid these things. You cannot avoid faith. You cannot avoid benevolence. And you cannot avoid love. In all of those things, somebody say hallelujah, you're going to see people swerving. You're going to catch it. How many say glory to God? You will catch it. You will catch that swerving if you're not careful. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People trying to get around stuff. Now, desiring to be teachers of the law, somebody say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Isn't it funny that the ones that usually do this stuff are the ones that won't teach? Come on. Somebody say hallelujah. But unbenevolent people don't have any business teaching. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't need to teach anybody anything. Somebody say hallelujah. Period. If your heart's not right, you don't need to be teaching. Somebody say glory to God. If your heart's not pure, you don't need to be teaching.
Amen.
Somebody say, some having swerved. I mean, they try to swerve around this, try to swerve around that. They don't have the same message. They just want to sow terrors, all this other mess. Amen. They swerve. Now listen, desiring to be teachers, isn't that a trip? How often do you get people in there that come in here, amen, they want to show everything, they know everything, they want, amen, they just want to teach it. Some say, he said, you better get out there and straighten that church out, amen. Here they go, and all of this other stuff, bunch of fables, genealogies, and all this other mess. Hallelujah. None of the fruits are basically there, amen. But yet they want some desiring to be teachers of the law and understanding neither what they say. Somebody say, hallelujah. They don't even understand what they're trying to teach. Talk about they want to talk about the gospel. They don't even know what the gospel is. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor. Somebody say hallelujah. What's the gospel to the poor? Well, what's the gospel to the sick? What's the gospel to the sick? Hold on. It'll be over sooner or later. Amen. Death will come and you won't have to suffer too much longer. Is that the gospel to the sick? What's the gospel to the sinner? Stay in sin. Stay all messed up. Amen. Jesus will come and one fine day you'll be made whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Isn't that the gospel? Isn't that the gospel? What's the gospel? Now, why do people think that the gospel to the, if the gospel to the sick is that you are now healed? Amen. If the gospel to the sinner is you don't have to be a sinner anymore. Somebody say hallelujah. But yet they think that the gospel to the poor is, amen, stay poor. Amen.
No.
Somebody say hallelujah. Say, the gospel sets you free.
The gospel sets you free.
But yet we won't teach the gospel. We don't even know the gospel. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm teaching good today. Amen. You're getting the word. You're getting the word. Amen. You'll have no excuse for coming up fruitless. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to stand right beside Jesus when your judgment day comes. Make sure you don't take me down. Somebody say hallelujah. Nope, I remember Jesus. Here it is right here. I brought my laptop with you. I taught it right there. They sat right there, and I let them know there is absolutely no excuse. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. No, it was open. Glory to God. It was one of her bad Sundays. It was one of his bad Sundays, whatever it was. They didn't take notes. I told them to take it. No, no excuse. I said everything you told me to say.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. I will. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm not going to accuse you of nothing, but amen, I'll have the track record there. Amen.
Amen.
You try to go up there with all these excuses and little lying stuff. Amen. There ain't no stated income there. Somebody say hallelujah. You just state what you did. I mean, stated means you just state what you did. Amen. Amen. Oh, talk is cheap there. Come on. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to come with documentation. Somebody say praise the Lord. Don't you know he's got a book on you?
Amen.
All of your deeds are recorded in the Lamb's book of life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He got a book on you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wonder what the title of that book is. Heavenly Inquirer. Somebody say hallelujah. Or is it, come on, what's your book saying? What do the chapters in your book look like? Somebody say hallelujah. What are the chapters in your books and the character in your book look like? Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, that book's being written. Somebody say praise the Lord. You better get some good chapters in there. Somebody say hallelujah. At least the last chapter make it good. Somebody say hallelujah. But it's all recorded. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of you got a book up there, amen, and they go just open the book, and amen, and 3 pages blank. Somebody say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
It ain't glory, glory. You better put some stuff in that book.
No,
somebody say hallelujah. I know, glory to God, amen, that wash the slate clean, but you better replace it with something, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You better replace it with some fruit, some reward, amen. Put something else on the book, amen. You're
amen.
Not meant to be a nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. How many got good on the inside? God saved you and it was a good thing. Amen. And now goodness is on the inside of you. The good God is abiding on the inside. You know what we call it? Crystal knows what I'm going to say. Amen. Some say good for nothing. What's good for nothing? Amen. You got all this word, all this revelation, all this faith, all this anointing, but you're doing nothing with it. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. It's like sowing the word. That's why he said, my word will never return to me void. Amen. It's not meant to have good for nothing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus sowed his son into the earth, and he came down, and he abided, and he walked with us. He sowed good into the earth. Amen. And it was not for nothing.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Brother Hagin was a good man. Somebody say hallelujah. Taught the word, preached the word of God. I'm going to make sure, amen, his good will mean nothing. Amen. It's going to mean something. It's going to do something. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nations Church is a good church. Let's
amen.
Make sure it's not good for nothing.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Don't let the devil do that to you. All this good, the devil turn it to naught. Absolutely not. It's not good for nothing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Not good for nothing. Somebody say pray. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor affirm, nor whereof they affirm. Somebody hallelujah. Somebody say pray. And they had it back then. This is nothing new. Amen. They were trying to do the same
amen.
Thing back there.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Their relatives were back there. Amen. Trying the same old mess. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, certain people, I mean, they just can't hear the word. I mean, you just get visions of sugar plums, ministry sugar plum visions.
Ministry sugar plum.
You know, you ever seen Christmas? They have visions of sugar plums and cherries and all that stuff dancing in their head, and you think they're worshiping God. No, they're not worshiping God. They got these visions. My ministry. All I can, you know, can't even hear the word of God. Amen. Can't even focus and do the little silly little thing that they're supposed to do for the moment. Amen. Good God, what would happen if all I did was think about where I was going tomorrow? Amen. One day I'd have a big church. Wow. One day somebody else will play the keyboard. Wow. One day, my goodness. And y'all, come on, Pastor, play the keyboard. One day, glory to God. Come on, just sitting there. Come on, Pastor, we need to hear the word today. The three that showed up. Someday, I can see it. I can see. You mean nothing because I can eat sugar plums. Somebody say sugar plums. There are so many dumb people that never do anything and will never do anything because of the sugar plums that are dancing in their head. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better kick them sugar plums out of your little screwed up head. Amen. I'm serious. And plant some seeds and grow some.
Amen.
Plant some seeds and water some seeds and then you can get some. Amen. Sometimes you need to chase those little fairy tales away, the little lying spirits. Amen. Okay, I got to stop thinking about that right now. Well, praise the Lord. What do I need to do now?
Amen.
I've never seen people like that successful for anything at all. Never once. Never, ever once. Whenever you see the sugar plum dancers, amen, they come over here, they want to shake the church, they want to shake the world, amen. They leave here and don't do anything wherever they go, amen. Still chasing the sugar plums. You know why? Because I didn't put the sugar plums in their head.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Sugar plums don't come in your head. Amen. They come from when you water the seed of the word of God and it grows and you get to eat. Somebody say hallelujah. How many are glad to be learning some of that stuff?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. Brother Hagin told the story of that woman, the pastor's wife. You remember? She's sitting up there singing, and she was a pastor's wife. And she was singing in this small church, and she had a voice, and she was a beautiful woman. And she'd get up there and sing, and as she'd get up there and sing, the devil kept telling her, oh, you're a beautiful woman, and boy, you have a voice. Boy, are you wasting yourself. One day, amen, woman, let the devil waste her. Amen. You don't know what God's got for you. Amen. You don't know when you got to go home to be with Jesus.
Amen.
I could go home tomorrow. Amen. And I want to go to heaven with more than sugar plums dancing in my head. I would say, well, Krista was there. Dean was there. Amen. At least I got that in. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's Brother Bell. There's Brother Jesse. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. There's Sister Bell, Brother Jesse. Amen. And all, there they are. Amen. Why? You know what I'm saying? Because we made the most of every opportunity. Amen. I don't have time to think about other stuff. Amen. I got time to do some stuff. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Casting down every vain. Somebody say vain.
Vain.
Imagination. And bringing it into subjection of the Word of God. What does that mean? That vain thing. That vain little, all that weird stuff. Amen. You don't want to serve God. You just want to be a superstar. You don't want to save souls. You just want a microphone. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I should give it out for Christmas sometime, one year. Amen. Just give out a bunch of Mr. Microphones. Amen. Say, eat your heart out. Go to the bathroom, get some pictures, and put a mirror on the wall. And there's your Mr. Microphone. Have a time. Amen. Who say praise the Lord? Avoid vain imaginations and bring it into subjection of the Word of God. What does that mean? If you're not careful, you'll allow your head to get beyond where you are, and you'll lose all sense of reality. Like mirages, you know, out there in the desert. You know, you'll lose all sense of reality. You got to get back to where you are and be real. You bring it into subjection of the Word of God. What is the Word saying right now? What is the Word saying right now? Somebody say hallelujah. I'm where I'm at right now. I'm not 10 years down the road. Come on, now I can see those things and thank God for it, write down the faith and say, I believe God for it, praise God for it, thank God for it, but I'm here right now. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm not preaching to 10,000 people. Whoop-de-doo. I don't give a rip. I'm here. I'm with the, what is the Word saying right now? That's what I'm doing. Somebody say hallelujah. If the Word is mortgages and paying bills, amen, and preaching to 20 people or whatever it is, amen, guess what? That's where I'm at. I'm bringing that vain, amen, imagination, putting it under the Word. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why a lot of people's lives aren't picking up, amen. They have nothing to walk on. Amen. They're out there in fairy tale land, no reality, not every day, just waste time, waste everybody else's time. Somebody say hallelujah, and miserable for it, and they don't know why. Amen. Because they need to get that crap out of their head, amen, and put their feet on the ground. Somebody say hallelujah, and walk in the Word that God has for them right now.
Amen.
That's for our whole church, too. If we don't have 100 people, let's love the 5.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Let's us 5 pay the bills and love each other and have a good time. Have good potlucks and good breakfast. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Be where you are. Good hallelujah. God. Stop beating yourself up for not being someplace where you think you should be. I don't give a rip about that stuff. All I got to do is be all God wants me to be. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same thing for you.
Amen.
The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Amen. If this is where God's got you, you better do the best you can with what you got. You can't love everybody here and get along and bless everybody here. Amen. Good Lord, why would you want to have 20 or 10 more? Be a war zone, the Jerry Springer show. How dare you think you're going to go on to better things and you can't love and appreciate the people you got right in front of your face? You are a hypocrite. You don't need to know another person until you can get along with what you already know. There are a lot of people that get in relationships. You know, they left this boyfriend, left that girlfriend, left this one, left that one because they couldn't get along, found somebody else. Amen. You took the same trip you are to the next thing. Amen. If you think that 50 more people are going to come in here and make things better, amen, you are deceiving yourself. It's not going to work that way. Because ain't nobody going to want to be around anybody that can't get along. When they see you fussing, fighting, carrying on, not standing back, biting, stabbing, who going to want to hang with you? Who going to want to come and sing with you? Glory to God. People don't want to come to church, period. But why would they want to come to church if we can't love each other and care about each other? Amen. We ought to have the material. If nobody else want to be here, I want to be here, and I love everybody else here, and that's the way it is. Amen. You know what? When you have that mentality, when you have that attitude, you can't keep people out of here.
That's right.
Oh, that's good teaching. Somebody say hallelujah. That's good teaching. Stop selling each other out for something that's not even there. Visitors come in here, you don't even know the visitors. I mean, you just sold out people you done walked with two and five and 10 years. I'm not doing that. I know you. We won. Amen. That could be a trip. Amen. You know, like Price is Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Price is Right. Well, what's going behind this door? Amen. No, I'm going to go with what I know. Somebody say hallelujah. I know you, and we're one, and we're going to walk together. This is the church. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to come in. They're going to come into this.
Amen.
Somebody say praise. Oh, glory to God. Some say getting stronger.
Getting stronger.
There are so many people got, that's not God's will. Beating you up, beating each other up because they're empty seats and blaming everybody else. What is wrong with you? That's not God. You love what you got. And honor what you got and thank God for it. And then he'll bless you with more. Be faithful with what you have. Amen. And he'll give you more. And you're not faithful with one another. I'm going to tell you that right now. You sell each other out over a candy bar. I'm teaching good. You have a bad day. Get up off the wrong side of the bed, and you done taken off 7 heads before the first worship song. That's not faithful. Somebody say hallelujah. It's a dog eat dog. Amen. Around here sometime. It is. Somebody say, oh, I'm teaching good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thought he was going to give a memorial service for Brother Hagin. Somebody say hallelujah. It shouldn't be a dog-eat-dog world. Somebody say hallelujah. You ought to minister to one another and love each other and care about one another. Somebody say hallelujah. And Holy Ghost said, man, look, I ain't going to give you nobody else till you learn to preach. You know how hard it was for me to get Glory to sit there? You know how hard it was for me to get Belle there or Rita there? And who are you to tell me that they don't belong there? Somebody say hallelujah. We look at people like, don't you know what it took God to get them there? Somebody say hallelujah. You better thank God for every soul that's already there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You can perfect it. Oh, I'm trying to go on. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, praise God. I think that's more than enough. Somebody say, glory. Say, oh, that's good. That's good. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I just got hot in here. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. It just got real hot in here. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, I love you people. I really do. Y'all are some awesome people. Amen. And I wouldn't trade you for the world. Amen. There ain't a group of you in Lakewood. I tell you that right now. There's not a section in Lakewood with the caliber of you people in it. I tell you that straight up. Not even the section that you get to sit to with the security guard. There's not a section there with the caliber of you. Somebody say hallelujah.
No, hallelujah.
And I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You put the heat up under there and see what comes out. Amen. Turn the heat up. Amen. That's when it starts to stink. Amen. Anybody can perform well when it's nice and cool. Amen. But you turn the heat up, then you see what you got. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we're going to be all that God wants us to be. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, ooh, we need to apologize in this place today. Somebody say hallelujah. And repent to one another for not appreciating and respecting each other. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God. You need to go back there and repent to Brother Jesse. Amen. You need to repent too. Amen. I repent, Brother Jesse, for not just telling you how important you are to me. Amen. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. This is your family. These are people you're walking with, people that God puts you with. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Somebody say hallelujah. I ought to start thanking each other for the things you do. Amen. Start remembering stuff.
Amen.
Remember, we were talking about what was that stuff? Those crawfish enchiladas. Amen. I hate Mexican food and I hate crawfish, but they were good. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Thank God for opening up your house and having the party. Someone say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your faithfulness and your sowing and all the things that you do. Amen. Brother Jesse, thank you for hanging in there 7 years. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you both. Y'all going through what you went through, and I'm going to say it. Amen. And you both still here, both still loving God. Hats off to you. Amen. Anybody could do something to try to look good. Amen. But we thank you for loving us enough. Amen. To take the flak, to take the persecution, to keep on coming. Amen. I got your back. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I keep snapshots. Amen. Anybody want to talk about you? Amen. I say, well, don't you remember? Somebody say hallelujah. oh, wait a minute here. I don't keep a laptop for nothing. Let me go back a little bit. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't let anybody talk about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Let anybody talk about anybody you love and care about. Amen.
We've
got to cover you. Stop pulling their stuff up. That's what happened to Noah's son. Noah's dad got out there on that boat, got to drinking. Amen. He must have been awful toe up to be out there laying with no clothes on. Somebody say hallelujah. Good God. And that's some rough stuff. Amen. That was the one that was supposed to save the world. Amen. A naked drunk. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that one son got in trouble. Amen. Because all he wanted to do was, come on, y'all, go over here and look at this. Look at his butt hanging out. Somebody say hallelujah. As soon as we see somebody's butt hanging out, instead of trying to cover their butt for a season, somebody say hallelujah until they get their stuff together. I'm not talking about deny stuff. Amen.
Amen.
But we have a responsibility to cover people's butt until they get themselves together. Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Sober up. Come on, look at somebody and say, will you sober? Somebody say, I got your butt covered until you sober up. Now sober up in Jesus' name. You just don't cover it so they can do sober up and get your stuff together. Somebody say hallelujah. Uh-huh. Well, how is sister? What's it? She just fine. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Aren't you glad you got, that's what church is all about. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what church is all about. You're not going to be perfect all the time. You're not going to have all your stuff together. There are certain people who say, I told you she wasn't saved. I told you. I'm going to make sure they don't see it. Amen.
Thank you.
Everybody stand up and do that real quick. You got to learn that. This is what church is all about. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't you think, do you think Lakewood got all them wonderful people there? No, they all got a blanket. Amen.
They all have
it's all TV. They got all the other stuff. That's why they got that one section. Amen. Because that's the camera section. Amen. That camera's not on the back row. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That camera's not on the back row, on the side row. It don't go all the way out there. And that one shot, you see the same shot they had for the last 18 months.
That's
I know
true.
What I'm talking about.
Amen.
That camera's not everywhere. They got 4 or 5 cameras. And they watch to make sure they know what they're putting out of there. Amen.
Amen.
They wouldn't need security. Somebody say
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
They even got security blocking that section. Amen. Amen. That one little section. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But they've learned. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You never know. Amen. Come on. Somebody say, let's practice. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, you see, you can't be the devil. See, that's the devil. He's the accuser of the brethren. Do all this other stuff. Amen. You got to learn to do some of this stuff. And people say, what you doing? Practice. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How are they? See, just fine. Somebody say, cover their butts. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But no, not some of us. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Look at that.
Somebody say, come over here real quick.
I got something you need to see. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's right there in the Word.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One son got cursed. Amen. Because when he sobered up, and they will sober up.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will sober up. People sober up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now remember, amen, who charged tickets to their show. Somebody say cover it.
Cover it.
You see, that's why some visitors don't come, because we haven't learned to cover each other. You see them on the bad day. You don't need to have so many bad days, too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, visitors come. Amen. You see people manifesting. Amen. Cover them. Amen. Oh, don't let the visitors see that. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Some of y'all wear those prince pants to church. Y'all know what pants I'm talking about? Had a rear end hanging out. Somebody say hallelujah. You need to throw them away. You know those pants he had on? Somebody say hallelujah. We got a lot of that. Somebody say hallelujah. You need to throw them nasty things away. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So y'all got to learn your little signal. Somebody say cover it up. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Just tell you. My mother calls it, my mother's friends and their little Bible group, they caused the church to grow, and their little signal was, oh, they have a fungus today. Yeah, they have the fungus. Amen. They have the fungus today. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we, our little sign could be, oh, they got on prince's pants. Somebody say hallelujah. Might need to cover it up for a while. Somebody say hallelujah. Are y'all enjoying that today?
Amen.
We're going to make it together. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to make it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Pray for your legs. Yes. What's wrong with your leg?
I don't know. I have a hurt right here.
You have a hurt right there.
Yes.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, lay hands on that real quick. Glory, come on over here. Somebody say hallelujah. Billy, come on, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good? Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's make this confession. Look at somebody in the face and say, I've got your back.
I've got your back.
Amen. I'm not going to let your butt.
I'm not going to let your butt.
Hang to the wind.
Hang to the wind.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But that don't mean to that doesn't mean you don't have to, you can tell them your
you
butt's,
are naked.
Your butt's in the wind. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Somebody say, but cover them as you're telling their butts in the wind. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, oh, yeah.
Their butts in the wind.
Their butts in the wind. Cover them up. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And get rid of those pants. Amen. Hallelujah. Get rid of those pants. Every once in a while, you know, hang out. But if it's always there, somebody say, hallelujah, it's a problem.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, let's receive today's offering. Yes, ma'am.
Good. I was just
going to answer. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all like,
hallelujah.
Doesn't Brother Jesse got on a cool outfit today?
Yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord. I like this new wave. How about you? Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. We need to put out some new things for advertisement for the church. Amen. Put it on the website. What benefits do you get from going to Nation Church? We cover your butt. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. We make sure your butt won't be to the wind. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm covered. Somebody say hallelujah.
Covered.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Keep the dogs off while they're weak. Glory to God. Now, nobody get mad about this message and go and tear it up. Someone say hallelujah. And tore up my butt message. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Water the seed. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Jesse, you going to pray over the offering? Hallelujah. You got to fix your fly.
I'm trying to cover it up.
Okay, I'll do it. So say hallelujah. Come on up, brother.
Okay,
yeah, come on. Hallelujah. So say praise him. Glory. No, go ahead, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for all you for covering my butt on my rough days. Someone say hallelujah. My rough months and weeks. Someone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got your back. That's what that means, by the way.
Amen.
Someone say hallelujah.